Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph. We left off at the beginning, we're about to begin a new parak, the third parak of Maseches Tainis. The first two parakim all discuss the fast days that we fast because of rain issues. Now we're going to go into other types of fast. There are a lot of bad things that could happen in the world that we might want to fast for. So we're going to discuss all the different horrible things that people would want to fast for, and which of these fast days everyone has to fast for, which of these fast days only some people fast for, and all different sorts of details that we have about these fast days. So says the Mishnah, Zak the Mishnah, say that we're on Yud Ches Amud Beis at the bottom. Seder Tanyos Elu HaAmur. This order of fast days that we said, where you have these three series of fast days, because it hasn't rained yet, but Revir Rishona, that if the first rain season passes and it doesn't yet rain, so that's all what we've discussed till this point. Avot Tzmachim Shashinu, but what happens if things do grow, but they grow in a very unusual way, that instead of a stalk of wheat, something else comes out of the ground that's not like wheat. So then, Matrina Le Miad, we right away we fasten those things. We don't have, we're immediately goes there, a tainis on Sheni, Chamishi, Visheni, on Monday, Thursday, Monday, just like the with all the stringencies of the seven last fast days that we would have for rain. V'chein, Shepasku Geshamim Ben Geshem L'Geshem. Also, if rain stops in between the first rain and the second rain, and even though the first rain came on time, but then there was a massive delay, Arbayim Yom, for 40 days, so Matrina Le'im Mipnei Shimakas Batzoras. Then right away we would fast for that, because that's going to be famine if it doesn't rain for such a long time. Yardu Latzmachin, if it rained in a way that it should be able to grow, things should be able to grow from the ground properly, Aval Lo Yardu Ilan, but it didn't grow, it didn't rain in a way that trees are going to be able to produce fruit, or Li Ilan Velo Latzmachin, it rained in a way that trees will be able to produce fruit, but not that things will grow from the ground properly. Or maybe it rained nicely for the fruits and for the of the tree and for the vegetables in the ground to grow properly, but it didn't rain properly to be able to supply the wells and everything else with drinking water. So matrin alei miyad, again right away, any sort of shortage of water, whether it be the kind of water that waters the vegetables or the fruits or that fills up the boros, we would have to right away fast for. V'chein ir shelo yardu alei geshamim, and also if you have a city that it didn't rain, and a close by city it did rain, so they fast in both cities. That even though there are two cities and one of them it rains, the other one it doesn't rain, it's a curse for both cities. So the city that it didn't rain has to fast right away, and all the other cities around it, misanos, they also have to fast, because people from the neighboring city where it didn't rain are going to be coming to shop by them and buy grain and buy fruits by them, because they're not going to have anything back home, so there's going to be a shortage of food there. But velo matrios, but they don't have to be matria, they don't have to blow truos, because it wasn't a real tsara for their city in particular. Rabbi Kiva omer matrios, they do blow the shofar, velo mesanos, but they don't fast. Meaning, so essentially, the point is that if you have two neighboring cities, one that it rained and one that it didn't rain, we'll make this main point. Two neighboring cities, one that it did rain, one that it didn't rain, they both have to do something, but the one that it didn't rain has to do more, has to fast and blow the shofar. V'chein ir sheyesh ba dever, also if you have a city where people are dying, o mapolis, or the walls are caving in and houses are caving in, Osei ir, the city that's suffering, misano matras, has to fast and blow shofar. V'kol svivoseh, misanos v'lo matrios, but any neighboring cities fast but does not blow shofar. Rabbi Kiva omer matrios v'lo misanos, Rabbi Kiva says they blow shofar and they don't fast. Ezehu dever, what does it mean, dever, that there's a plague in the city? Ira motzia chamish meos ragli, a city that has 500 people that walk in the streets on any given day, v'yatsum mena shlosh mesim b'shloshi yam zeh achar zeh, and three people died one day after another, three consecutive days, somebody in the city died. If the city only has 500 people, there shouldn't be someone dying every day for 3 days in a row. Harei ze dever, and if there is, then that's called a plague. Pachas mikan, anything less than that, ain ze dever. Meaning if it takes 4 days for three people to die, that's not considered a plague, that's just bad luck. Al elu matrin b'chol makom, the following things, the following horrible things that happen, is going to be a cause to blow shofar and to fast wherever you are. If this tzara happens in one place, all the places that hear about it have to fast about it. Alashi dafon, if the seeds dry up because of a strong wind blasted fields that make it impossible to grow anything, Valeyirakon, or if the ground turns like a yellowish color, so you see, you know that it's not going to grow anything, it doesn't have any moisture to it. Valearbe Valechasil, if you have grasshoppers that are eating everything up, or eating all the grain up. Valechayara, or if wild beasts are roaming the city and killing people. Valacherev, or if you have soldiers coming in and destroying and laying siege on the city. So even the neighboring cities that hear about it also have to fast for that, because that's what we call a maka mehalechas. That's a good concept. Let's underline that. Maka mehalechas means that's a traveling ailment. That's a traveling plague. That's something that it may be only in the neighboring city today, but if you think there are bears and lions wandering the streets in the neighboring city, they're not coming to your city next. You'd be surprised. They managed to get around from one city to the next. Maisa Shiardu Zakenim Yerushalayim La'arei. One time, the Zakenim left the Sanhedrin in Yerushalayim and they went back home. V'gazru Tainus al Shanira B'kimelo pi Tanur Shidafun ba'Ashkelon. And they were gozer a fast day because they saw a little piece of a field, just the size of an oven, that was wind blasted in Ashkelon, which was a land that the Plishtim lived in anyway, and it was just at the edge of the border and far away from Yerushalayim. Nevertheless, all of Eretz Yisrael is the same, so they were gozer a fast day in all of Eretz Yisrael. So this is just an example of how you see that some of these plagues are so bad that even if they just happen in one little place, we're going to be gozer tainus everywhere. And they also made a fast day when wolves ate two children, Rachmana Litzlan, Nebuch. Two children were eaten by wolves in Eivar Yarden, which is also considered part of Eretz Yisrael, even though it's on the outskirts of Israel. Rabbi Yossi Omer, lo al sha'achlu, el al sha'niru. No, it wasn't even that. They didn't even eat the kids. It was just that they were able to see wolves roaming the streets of the city, and that was enough to be gozer a fast day in the entire Eretz Yisrael. Al elu matrien b'Shabbos. The following things are so bad that we're even going to fast on Shabbos. Well, not fast, but we're even going to daven aneinu and cry out on Shabbos. If a city was surrounded by Goyim in an act of war to wage war with the city, or if you have a river that's going to overflow, or you have a boat that's very shaky out at sea and you don't know it's going to capsize. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, yeah, you're allowed to cry out that people should come to help, but you shouldn't cry out in tefillah on Shabbos, because on Shabbos we don't ask for our needs on Shabbos, so we don't cry out for help on Shabbos. That's why a lot of times we don't say Tehillim for a Chola or something like that on Shabbos. That's why in Shemona Esrei we don't ask for anything in our Shemona Esrei on Shabbos. You don't do that on Shabbos. Shimon HaTimni Omer Af Al HaDever V'Lahodu L'Chacham. Shimon HaTimni said that even if there's a plague in the city, you're allowed to cry out. But the Chum did not. You're allowed to cry out on Shabbos, but the Chum did not agree. So another main point, that there are certain things that are so bad that you're even allowed to cry out on Shabbos for help when Goyim threaten the city, when a river threatens to flood the city, or when there's a boat that's going to capsize. Al kol tzara shlo tavel atzibur matrin alein chutz meirov geshamim. For every tzara that happens, every sad thing that happens, we blow chatzotzros, except for if there's too much rain, if there's more rain than necessary. Even though it's annoying when it rains more, we don't cry out for those things, because rain in general is a bracha. So you don't want to be crying for too much rain, because it beats the alternative, as they say. Ma'isa Sharmila L'choni HaMa'agel, a very famous story, the Mishnah says. There was a story that happened with a man named Choni HaMa'agel, Choni the Circle Man. Why was he called Choni the Circle Man? So we have to hear the story. His followers sheyardu gesham, they told him, please daven that it should rain. He says, okay, then you better bring whatever you don't want to get ruined in your backyard, you better bring into the house, like the ovens that you roast your korban pesach in, because the rain is going to ruin it. I'm so sure it's going to rain. His followers sheyardu gesham, he davened, but it didn't rain. Ma'asa, so what did he do? Og uga, he drew a circle in the ground. Va'amad betochen, he stood in the middle of the circle. Va'amar lefanav, and he said, Ribono shalom, banecha samu pneim alaisha ani kiven bayis lefanecha. Your children turn to me because I am like a member of your household, God. Nishba ani b'shimcha gadol sheni zaz mikan at shetrachim al banecha. I swear by your name that I'm not going to move from here until you show mercy on your children. His chilu gesham benatvin, so it started to drizzle. Amar lo kach sha'alti, that's not the kind of rain that I asked for. I want rain that's going to fill all the wells. Hischilu leirid b'zaaf. So it started to pour. Amar, he said, Lo kach shalti, I didn't ask for that either. El gishmei rotzon brachu nadav, I wanted to rain nicely and softly. So yardu kasikna, and all of a sudden it started to rain nicely and softly. At sheyatzu yisol mishalayim laharabais, and it rained for so long, till the point, even though it was raining softly, it rained for so long that the streets were so flooded. If you've ever been in Yerushalayim when it rains, it gets flooded pretty quickly until the people all had to go to Har HaBayis, had to go to elevated land because the streets were flooding. They told Choni HaMagal what was going on. And they said, just like Hispalat Aleim Sheyardu, just like you daven that it should rain, Kach Hispal Sheyelchel, and please daven that it should stop raining. He said, go see if the rain has covered the area called Evan HaTohen. If it's that deep, then we have to stop. So he sent Shimon ben Shetach to him, and he said, Ilmali Choniata. Shimon ben Shetach sent a message to him, rather, and he said to him in his message, if you are not Choni, who's a very famous tzaddik, Gozarni Alecha Nidui, I would put you in chirim for what you just did. To talk to God that way, that, oh God, this isn't the kind of rain I asked for a different kind of rain. Who do you think you are? Aval Ma'as Alech, but what am I supposed to do to you? Shatam Mischatil Fnei Amakom, Vosel Lecha Ritzonecha. You sin to Hashem, and Hashem just does what you want. It's like a spoiled child that he does all the wrong things, and his father still does whatever the kid wants. And about you, the pasuk says that your father and your mother think you're so cute, they think you're so adorable, your parents love you, you could do no wrong in their eyes. That Hashem, you could do no wrong in Hashem's eyes. Even though you talk to him like that, he still does nice things for you. So next main point, the story of Choni HaMa'agel drawing the circle and demanding a certain type of rain. Back in the Mishnah, if they were fasting and it started to rain in the middle of the fast day, if it started to rain before the sun even rose, then they don't have to finish the entire fast day until nightfall. But if it started to rain after the sun rose, yashlimu, then they should complete the fast day. Rabbi Elazar Omer, kodem chatzos lo yashlimu, that no, only if it starts raining before, even if it starts raining before chatzos, they don't have to complete the fast day. La'achar chatzos yashlimu, but if it starts raining after chatzos, then they do have to complete the fast day. Let's make that a main point. Also, machlokes, whether you don't have to complete a fast day only if it starts raining before nates, before sunrise, or even if it starts raining before chatzos hayom, before midday. There's definitely certain times where you don't have to complete the fast day. First opinion is only if it starts raining before sunrise. Second opinion is even if it starts raining before midday. So the Mishnah brings a maisa that tells us that there were no like Rabbi Lazar, who holds that if it rained before chatzos, you don't have to complete the fast day. Maisa shegazru tainis b'lud v'yardulam gesham kodem chatzos. They were gozer a fast day in the town of Lud and it started to rain before chatzos. Amalem Rabbi Tarfon suvichlush suvasu yomtov. So he said, okay, fast day's over, everyone go home, party. So they went home, they ate, they drank, they made a party. And they came in the afternoon and they said halal agadol. So a day that was supposed to be crying and wailing and fasting turned into a giant celebration because it started to rain before chatzos. Good, zok the Gemara. Say their tainios ha'ilu amar b'raviyah rishona. The Mishnah started out by saying that all the fast days we were talking until now, that was in the first rainy season if it hasn't yet rained. Raviyah rishona ushnia lishol. The first rainy season and the second rainy season, which is on Zayin Mar Cheshvan, it says to ask for rain, the same talamatar. Shlishis, which starts at the third rainy season, which is Yud Zayin Cheshvan, lis'anos. That's when we actually fast. And that's against the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says that in the first rainy season we're already fasting. So it's a stira, question mark. So it says Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Hachi Kamar. No, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Seder Tainios HaAmor, with all the fast days we've discussed until now, Emasai, Bizman Sheyatza Raviyah Rishon Shnei Shlishis, V'lo Yardu Geshamim. That's only if the first three rainy seasons came and it didn't yet rain. V'lo Yardu Geshamim B'Raviyah Rishona. But if it rained in the first rainy season, but they planted and nothing grew, or something grew but something weird grew, it wasn't what was supposed to grow that grew, then matrina lemiad, we would fast again right away. That's what the Mishnah was trying to tell me. Amr of Nachman, Dafka Nishtanu, Aval Yavshu Lo. It's only if it comes out unusual, something unusual comes out instead of wheat. But if it just dried up, then we don't fast right away. because it's not going to help to daven at that point. So Gemara says, Pshit, of course. Nishtanu Tanan, it says in the Mishnah, if it changed, if something unusual happened, why do you have to tell me that, it means only if something unusual happened? Of course that's what it means. That's why that's what it said. So Lo Tzricha Da'akun, Mao Detema Aknasa Milsahi Kamashmalan. Now the case is that the Zra'im began to come up on the reed after they dried up. They began to come out. So I might have thought that that counts as something positive happening, even though they dried up, and the tefillah might help to re-nourish it again. So Kamashman tells me, no, it's useless. Once it dried up, it's entirely useless. You know, we'll pick up the next shir right at that point, because we're out of two dots. Good, so we'll stop right here at the two dots, V'chein Shepasku.